This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Bozzy Kanani. Colorado Springs will get 3 extra years before closing its last remaining coal-fired power plants. That's according to a new deal introduced at the state capitol. CPR's Sam Brash has more.
Ray Nixon is the last coal-fired power plant run by Colorado Springs Utilities. For years, it's planned to shutter the plant by 2030 to comply with state climate laws. But now it says installing enough solar and wind to replace the plant could boost energy prices. A new bill at the state legislature represents months of negotiations between the utility, environmental groups, and the governor's office. It would allow the plant to stay open through 2032 if the utility plans to rapidly cut greenhouse gases over the next couple decades. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
The federal government has issued more funding for the low-income home energy assistance program. Here's Yvette Fernandez with the Mountain West News Bureau.
Roughly $421 million is now on its way to states, tribes, and territories, expected to help nearly 6 million households who struggle to pay monthly utility bills. The latest figures from the U.S. Energy Information Administration highlight the issue. 13.4 million people had their utilities disconnected for failure to pay. The report says 1 in 6 households was behind on their energy bills in 2024, a trend experts say has continued and will likely worsen. The National Energy Assistance Directors Association says electricity prices are rising faster than inflation and average temperatures are increasing. That has NEADA requesting that Congress increase its appropriation for the program next year. President Trump advocated for eliminating the program this year, but a bipartisan group of lawmakers fought for LIHEAP.
That was Yvette Fernandez reporting. This is CPR News and KRCC.